The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel, and we are filling in here for Carl and Linda Bott while they're on assignment.
That make you want to put your leathers on, Kurt?
No, don't have any leathers. That is a sight that just, for whatever reason.
Yeah, that just...
I had a good friend that had a rough trip on a motorcycle, and that was the end of it. And ever since then, I've lost the desire to ever ride motorcycles. But I certainly enjoy watching those guys. Looks like they have a great deal of fun.
The Can-Am looks kind of fun, actually.
Oh, they all look fun. They are fun. So anyhow, but again, this is Kurt Large, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel. We do a radio show here on Saturday mornings where we talk about real estate, and always look forward to the opportunity to come in and fill in for Carl and Linda because we get to talk about something that I absolutely love. It's a passion of mine. Well, not a passion, but it's something
like
I
all just, we get to do is talk real estate on Saturdays, right?
That's we can it. Always squeeze. And so the weekday shows, we can talk politics, both
talk
local
about
and
anything.
National. And, man, there's so many different things to talk
I
about.
I know. The egg shortage in Mexico.
That wasn't one of the things I was thinking of. But, yeah, I'm open to talk about that. You know, you look at – we'll talk about just different – anything. You know, if you want to call in and talk about a certain subject, feel free. The phone number here is 605-4567. If you disagree with Ruth, which happens quite frequently, feel free to call in. And again, always love to remind the listeners that per the chat pack, I am the most pompous of the different hosts, guest hosts, so they get to enjoy that for the next couple hours.
I agree.
So,
is your mom listening to the show this morning?
I kind of doubt it. I'm not sure.
Morning, Naughty.
She did enjoy the Saturday show. She did cringe when I talked about the different things, but anyhow, it's the way it goes. So, Ruth, what's on your agenda? What are you thinking about this morning here?
Gosh, you know, for me, I was thinking on my way here that, okay, it's time to really dig into politics and what's going to be on the ballot come November. And
like Proposition 32.
Or Proposition 31, for that matter.
What is 31?
31 is where they are talking about doing the restructuring and profit sharing for cities, which will... basically rip off the suburban or the rural county. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't really know a lot about it. Actually, my first look at it was this morning thinking, okay, I got to really check this out. So if somebody really knows about Proposition 31 or has some comments to make about it, give us a call because I'd like to hear them.
Sure. And then one of the things I'm going to talk about is the Proposition 32. And then just different decisions that the state of California makes that puts us into a unique position among all of the states to be probably, if not Illinois, the worst off of all of the states as far as their financial house. And now we've been given a little bit of salve last week in the form of the redoing of the union contracts, although from what I'm kind of reading on it, it does not look like that is the... That's the end-all, fix-all. It looks to me to be more of a patch and kicking the can down the road because we have leadership in Sacramento that is completely and totally spineless without any direction other than to take care of their union and deep-pocketed funding sources.
I don't think so. I think it's a step in the right direction. Pension reform had to take place. And they're doing exactly what they've been doing on the city level. San Jose will be unaffected by it. They've done deeper cuts. So I think it's a start.
Spoken like a true union member right there.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Kurt, let's not get in that.
Morning.
Good morning.
We're going to go ahead and, if I may, step in here real quick. It's time to hear from our Wells Fargo advisor this morning. Susan Eastman is going to let us know what's happening in the financial world with the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Well, major averages are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 66 points at 13,024. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 1,400. The NASDAQ Composite is down 10 points at 3,056. Some of the day's biggest movers, Coca-Cola, positive 6 cents, trading at $37.46 per share. Pfizer off 2 pennies at $23.84. General Electric down 12 cents, trading at $20.59. taking a look at local stocks of interest. PepsiCo's positive 11 cents at 72.54. Pacific Gas and Electric off a nickel at 43.36. Bank of Commerce flat trading at $4.24. Over to commodities, gold is at $4.30 an ounce at $16.91.90. Silver's positive 60 cents at $32.05 per ounce. Crude oil down 48 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, thanks for that update. And one of the things, again, this is Kurt Largent and Shasta Angel, Ruth Angel here on KCNR, filling in for Carl and Linda. And we're going to be taking a break here shortly, but one of the things I did want to mention was we'll be talking about one of the things on the front page of the Record Searchlight, and that's the school leaders getting their big payout. It kind of goes along with the thoughts on Proposition 32 in that it's another example of where good intentions have gone bad, in my opinion, Ruth. Well, I don't know if you would agree with that or not.
Well, I definitely have to hear a little bit more about it, and then I'll be able to comment on it.
Okay, so do we need to take a break? We do need to take a break. We'll go ahead and take that break, and we will be back right after this.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for New Floors at the Frontier Senior Center. Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's the 8th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Pets Without Partners. Saturday, September 8th with 8 a.m. registration at Wind River Casino. Come ride with us and help support Pets Without Partners. Featuring a 50-50, prizes, raffles, poker run with a low hand of 250 and a high end of 500. For pre-registration form and details, visit ReadingDogPound.com, PetsWithoutPartners.com, or call 515-3007. The 8th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Pets Without Partners, 8 a.m. Saturday, September 8th at Wind River Casino. So why are you sitting there? Get out and ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel. We're filling in here for Carl and Linda just for one day, so you won't have to bear the pain too long. But before the break,
we were beginning to start talking about the Proposition 32, which is one of the propositions on the ballot this year that would limit the amount of union dollars that are allowed to be funneled into these campaigns. Now, the Democrats are up in arms about that because the unions pretty much only fund the Democratic campaigns. And
the Supreme Court also upheld the fact that those employees that choose not to be union members have to donate to those political campaigns.
Very difficult, though, and then they get major pressure. So, to compound that, this morning Record Searchlight, the middle of the page, school leaders get big payout. And here's another example of during the 2000s, the state was worried about not having enough teachers. So they came up with this bright idea to offer a lump sum payment. And so what it's turned out to be is that many of these option retirees are able to bank a six-figure, you'll have to read the article on the Record Searchlight, but they bank a six-figure payout, $100,000 plus dollars. So here's another well-intentioned idea. We need to attract more teachers to teach. However, our schools continue to be some of the worst in the nation. They continue to throw massive amounts of money at
the education system. Well, they're getting rid of a lot of deadwood, too. So.
Oh, I keep hearing that. But, you know, I don't believe it.
Well, I do.
I think the part of the problem is, and I've talked about this before, in Columbus, Ohio, where I used to live, I believe there's 4 million people. And of the 4 million people, there are four school districts, four or five. Here in Shasta County, I believe we have in excess of 30 different school districts. Not all have administrators, but most do. So then you have these giant salaries for these high-level administrators in these school unions that doesn't do a bit of good for helping.
Well, I don't understand the different school districts. And, you know, in the areas that I've always been in, there's always been one school district for the entire city. So I don't really get it. I mean, maybe someone should call in or talk about
what
that means.
Well, over the years, every time anyone has suggested that school districts be consolidated, the parents in that district show up with pitchforks and torches because
really?
They do not wish to relinquish what they see as their direct control over their school. You talk about closing a school district or consolidating a school district, and you will have a fight on your hands, which is why the supervisors have kept very far away from that, even talking about it.
Wow,
it's a third rail.
And you know, therein lies part of the problem. It kind of goes along with the idea of people not being interested in the greater good. Now, our parents' generation, and Ruth, even your parents' generation, even though that's going way back. They were all about, they definitely sacrificed for the greater good. But, and the crazy thing for me, and this gets a little bit off topic, which I'm known to do, but, you know, most of the policemen I know have very similar views to me on almost everything until we get to that union issue. And I understand that because they're in the union and the union protects them and the union's been good for them, but,
You don't understand that it's very simple. You don't understand.
Well, I do. Let's not talk about the police officers union because I'm not worried about that.
Let's talk about the majority of.
Let's talk about the teachers unions.
Okay.
So now the teachers union is the main funder of opposition to Proposition 32. Now, why is that? Because they're the biggest funder of the Democratic agenda, in my opinion.
Well, I think all unions are against Proposition 32, Kurt. Because
they will be exactly.
It will deflate.
But now I don't believe that their union members will be. I strongly don't believe that.
Well, I think a lot of the union members don't actually go along with the politics of their union.
I would disagree with that. But
I don't.
It becomes, you know, what it comes down to is that the states and the nation as a whole, we're in this bind. We're in a spot now where we're out of money. And when you ask the average person how are they going to solve this problem, they say, well, we're going to stop spending. But then you go to states like Illinois and California, we're going to have a billion-dollar train that nobody wants from Bakersfield to Fresno.
And a peripheral canal.
And so these kinds of things are just crazy. Now, we had a comment on the chat room from Philip Smith, and he mentions the fact that there is an interesting economical fact. By the way, I'll put the fact in quotation marks there because he refers to an opinion page. I'm not really that interested in opinion pages. I am interested in facts. So I prefer, as opposed to reading some coming from a pompous guy, as opposed to reading some liberal pompous guy, I'd rather just deal in facts. Now, my brother-in-law still lives in Illinois, and he has a high-end woodworking shop that he actually subs out. All the union shops come to him because he can build things so much cheaper. So his non-union shop builds the product, and then the union shop installs it. And he's telling me of the problems that his suppliers, that the people he works for, which is dramatically affecting his business. And that is the way the state of Illinois, which has a balanced budget requirement in their little state constitution. So they're not allowed to actually run a deficit. However, they have now run up billions and billions of dollars. They'd run up billions and billions of dollars in debt. And the way they're solving it is all these different gimmicks. But one of the biggest ways they're solving their issue of not having enough money is they're not paying their bills for a long time. So the end result of that is the people that hire my brother-in-law's non-union firm, regardless of non-union, but the people that hire his firm to build products have now had to stop hiring because sometimes they're not being paid for in excess of a year on their bill. They get paid, but they don't get paid for over a year. Now, most businesses cannot afford to handle that kind of accounts receivable. Correct, Ruth?
Right.
You might be able to handle that kind of a thing to wait to get paid for a year, but most businesses can't. So the end result is, guess what? The doctors in Bloomington Normal, where my brother-in-law lives nearby, and the dentist, specifically the dentist, because he has two friends that are dentists, so I can only speak to those exact examples, but they've stopped taking the patients from that work for the state because they're not getting paid by the state. They're not getting reimbursed by the self-funding insurance.
Well, what's the difference between that and a voucher system when the state doesn't meet their budget in California? What? They get vouchers.
Oh, you mean IOUs?
Oh, IOUs, same thing.
You know, not much difference. That typically only happens with taxes, but I just noticed we're running late. We're going to continue this right after this break, so we'll be right back.
And taking a quick look at the weather here in the North State, we are expecting a high today near 100 degrees. Generally clear tonight, a low of 63. Mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 99. Right now in Reading, 61 degrees. The weather always brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards on Inwood Road on the way out to Shingletown on Highway 44. That's Anselmo Vineyards, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, which will continue in a moment.
Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated. Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Well, freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Shasta County's Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Brazil on Saturday, September 8th at the Holiday Inn in Reading. Taste of Brazil is a unique evening featuring Brazilian cuisine, beverages, entertainment, and live and silent auctions. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. The public is invited to come enjoy this fabulous event. To reserve your seat or table now, call 246-0146 or go to www.shastalibraryfoundation.org for more information.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, home of the great big walk-in humidor, and those T&B sweeties will fix you up a great coffee drink, Tobacco and Brew.
Like that T&B sweeties.
Oh, they mix a mean coffee, too.
And that's the best humidor. You can hear it in my voice. Last night I enjoyed a wonderful cigar that came from the Tobacco and Brew, and that's the best humidor I've seen in a long time. That matches anything I had in Chicago, quite frankly. It's a great humidor.
So your son will eventually, once he gets into politics, we'll talk about his dad smoking his Cohibas.
Now, that is a tough question. Would I want any of my children to get into politics? And the truth of the matter is, if it was good enough for old Kennedy, it's probably good enough for me. If one rum runner that made riches decided that the real power comes, and the real power, not only the real power, but the real wealth comes from politics, then, you know, maybe you should. But it's a thankless job, and it seems to me that I don't know that I would. I think he'd be good at it, but I don't know that he would. But anyhow, we were talking before the break about the difficulties that these states have got themselves into with overwrought spending and different things. And it begs the question, the $24 million question that came up all weekend long, and it took them 2 days to find an answer to, Ruth, and that is, are we better off than we were 4 years ago?
I actually got to see those when they occurred yesterday or Sunday, and I was thinking to myself, they're not answering the question. They're fumbling on the question. And Axelrod looked so disappointed after his interview on Fox with Chris Wallace. I thought to myself, oh, that hit them hard because they can't answer the question. And they didn't, and they weren't prepared to answer it.
No, I think that the funny thing was they knew the answer. So the truth of the matter is when they were asked that question, they know the answer. And the answer is, no, we're not better off. But they can't say that. And poor old Martin O'Malley said, well, no, we're not. But, that's not the question. It's Bush's fault.
It's Dr. Phil that says no yeah buts.
That's right. So then after that, though, and they realized that we didn't know that answer, they went back to the tried and true tactic of the Democratic Party, and that's to lie. So then when asked, exactly, old Stephanie Cutter says, oh, heck yeah, we're better off. Well, fortunately, I think the people that are watching those TV shows are the ones that are educated. They do realize that we're not better off. And I think that the giant fear right now in the Democratic Party is simple. They realize that the overwhelming majority of the American people are not educated as far as the political system. They don't get involved. They're not watching the news on a daily basis. They start paying attention in late October. And the bottom line is that for the overwhelming majority of Americans, things are not better, and they know it.
Well, I think that's why talk radio is emerging as a media that people can get into, because they're listening to it on the way to work, and you're hearing opinion. You're hearing a lot about Carl and Linda will start doing their election evaluations, bringing people in on opposite sides, and that's where you get to hear all about the candidates and all the propositions and get informed. And I think that when people figure it out, hey, no, I'm not better off. And we've had a lot of discussions with some of our producers here about how they are doing in this economy and how we're doing.
The bottom line is there's, especially in Reading, so let's make it a little bit smaller, a little more personal. There's no way that the 95 to 99% of Reading is going to sit there and tell you, hey, we're better off now. We're not.
And we're seeing our rural area collapsing under the weight of these state and big cities and this Proposition 31 where there's tax sharing going to actually look like it's supposed to benefit
a lot of these small communities, prey on the weak and the small and
exactly.
The outer area. But here's a question. What is not better off that comes in? Well, I'll tell you what's not better off. Not better off is the fact that no homes are being built. In a normal year, they'll build I think they need to build 100 homes to keep up, and we only have two builders left in town. They're building two or three homes a year. Not better off is $4.15 gas. that has been, it's like the frog in the boiling pot. We don't realize it's getting hotter and hotter because they keep doing it slowly. But not better off, in my opinion, is $4.15 gas when it was $1.70 when the guy went in there.
And we need to take a break, but we're not better off when doctors don't accept your insurance program.
Yeah, not better off is not having a job. And that's what most of Shasta County, or 16% of Shasta County, still has to deal with. That's not better off. So we do need to take a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the Fox Business Report coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then more with Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel on KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network, stocks are drifting into negative territory following disappointing reports on the U.S. economy. Construction spending in July fell by the most in a year, while the manufacturing sector shrank for a third straight month in August. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 43 points. Home prices are posting their biggest jump in 6 years for July, further evidence the housing market is steadily recovering. According to private real estate data provider CoreLogic, prices were up 3.8% compared to a year ago, but they're still 27% below their peak in April of 2006. And Tiger Woods has become the first golfer to tee up more than $100 million in career winnings on the PGA Tour. It came with his third-place finish at the Deutsche Bank Championship over the weekend. The 36-year-old Woods has earned almost $100.4 million in prize money since turning professional in 1996. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino, where high-stakes bingo is in action. Every last Sunday of the month, over $20,000 must go.
20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Paper $35, PhDs $99.
We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in.
Every last Sunday of the month, over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month.
You only have to be 18 to play.
Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo.
Play rock and roll bingo the second Friday of every month. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun.
Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Plus, on Wednesday, August 29th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance at $500 in our Bingo's Night on the River drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our Bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the new Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the new Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel, and we are radio hosts here on Saturday morning. We do a radio show from 9 to 10 every Saturday, and we talk about real estate on the weekends. We've been asked to fill in here
those
for Carl and Linda.
Those things that affect real estate.
Yes, and which happens to be a lot of politics. We always enjoy filling in for Carl and Linda, who are out on assignment, because it gives us a chance to talk about things that aren't quite as boring as real estate. So we were talking about, are you better off? And feel free to call in with any thoughts or comments, 605-4567, and we'd be happy to talk about it. But in my opinion, if you take it from yes, there's definitely going to be people that are better off. Quite frankly, our business is about the same as it was, but that's because we sell bank foreclosures.
I think the reality is there are a lot of people that get up in the morning and are happy. They get out and they go run. They have a job to go through or to go to. But what did you give up? I mean, I know a lot of people that had given up concessions just to keep their job, and they are really being blackmailed because they have to have their job. They've got liabilities, and they have to keep their job. So while most people that I know in the last year have been, if their insurance hasn't gone up, they are being asked to pay at least 4 or 5% more in insurance payments. They took a deduction in their pay. They've, their unions are collapsing. So, I mean, there's a whole sense of, do you feel better off? And I think the overwhelming majority of, and I have 6 brothers and sisters, they would say no. They would say no, they're not. Although they get up, they're happy people, and they go to work.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are going to look at that and say, well, yeah, I'm fairly content. The difference is that the expectations have been lowered so dramatically. The idea of aspiring for the true American dream, which is to be better off and have it better off for your kids than it was for you, which is the reason I go to work, I think that that's taken a real pounding in the last 3 years. The other side of that is, I think that if people are honest, then they're going to tell you that, especially in Shasta County, but, you know, I can tell you, and I traveled back east a couple times this year. I'd say in a lot of places, there's a general sense that we're in a funk. And I know that's very broad and kind of what does that mean, we're in a funk? But,
well, we talked about that on a couple of our shows, The American Dream and Dream Again, and to spark that and to get people really focused on what that's going to look like.
Yeah,
it means hard work. It means putting money away. And if American families cannot put money away so that their kids have a better future, we have a problem, and that's the funk. People don't feel like they're taking much more of their savings to manage their day-to-day lives than they are putting stuff away for their kids.
Yeah. And then it makes you wonder, okay, if you want to go big conspiracy theory here, what about the idea that they've slowly been trying to destroy the institution of the family? Because without the institution of the family, then you don't have these parents, and especially 2-parent households, that are concerned about the welfare of their children.
Absolutely.
They
people
only become
are electing
concerned
not to
about
have to.
Having, I'm going to have some more kids so that I can get a bigger check. And if you, that would be a huge grand scheme type thing. But the fact of the matter is that as the family unit dissolves, by the way, Ruth, in Brazil, guess what they just did? Their very first 3-way civil union. 2 women, 1 lucky man. 3-way civil union.
And the collapse
that went through and
society.
Was approved. So there you go. Next, it will be your opportunity to go ahead and get married to your favorite horse, because that's what's coming if we continue down this path. But they just had it. You know, they said, oh, that'll never happen. You'll never have this polygamous or whatever multi-type deal. And here it is within 2 years of changing these kinds of laws and the idea that you're going to keep pounding this liberal agenda. Now you've got a 3-way civil union in Brazil. So, now, granted, we're not Brazil yet, but that's the path we go down. Now, we're going to need to take a break, and so I only have a minute or so before we get there. But I read a really good article in the London Telegraph. I love Drudge Report because it, and even, this one came off real clear politics. But the idea of behind the article was, this is a real choice between 2 very different parties. And thank goodness for the Americans. There's something you haven't heard in a long time. Thank goodness for the Americans, and specifically Romney and Ryan, for having the the intestinal fortitude.
You were going to say cojones.
I was. To stand up to the idea that the socialist ideals and this happy, everything's going to be good, greater good, everything going to the pot, being paid for by capitalism, has that whole idea failed? And it was a great article. We'll get into some of the details of that article. But the fact of the matter is, the gist of it was, they take the monies being made by the capitalistic system and then feed an ever-growing welfare state, an entitlement state that we can't afford. And that Romney and Ryan are the first persons to come out and say, listen, you have a choice here. We can continue to go down this path to ruin, which we've seen all over Europe, or we can make some difficult choices.
Failed policies in Europe and the regionalization of these counties and cities, and it's coming here. It's coming to California.
So we need to take a break. When we get back from this break, we'll discuss that article.
This is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. They serve Reading and surrounding areas. At Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need.
They pride in the vehicles they sell. They strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or call them 223-2177 Crown Motors, sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
That's right, Ruth. Wants to be abused.
That's it, Kurt. I abuse you.
Yeah, there we go. Anyhow, this is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We're here filling in for Carl and Linda, and we appreciate the opportunity.
2 hours. Man, this time has gone by fast, and we're not even done.
Well, we're not even close to done.
Yeah.
So I was mentioning an article I read where basically the idea, the socialist utopian idea of having all of your socialist I can't think straight on these things. Having their socialist ideas funded by capitalist workers. So the idea behind that, written by an article in the London Telegraph, was you have all these systems in Europe and now the United States that have gone down the path where they fund all of their socialist programs off the backs of the capitalists. So the doers and the producers, the workers, have now funded these programs, and the programs continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and more entitlements and more entitlements. And specifically in Europe, it's gotten worse faster. So they've had more problems in Europe, which we've seen coming to the head over the last year. And so now the idea is that you have a stark choice. You have a choice to make that we're going to continue with this impossible dream of funding all of the social programs on the backs of the producers, taxing at a higher and higher rate all of the producers to give to the non-producers.
Isn't it Atlas Shrugged Part 2 coming out in October?
I hope so.
McGann's dead.
Yeah, and you know, I'll give our conservative media a little bit of credit. It seems like this year they've done a much better job of being prepared with a steady stream of media products, whether it be movies or documentaries or, another movie like Atlas Shrugged 2, those kinds of things to keep people's mind, because the people that aren't paying attention, you might only be able to capture their ideas and their thoughts and their vote via a movie, because they pay attention for 2 hours and after that they're done.
Well, it's $1 million for Proposition 31 was backed by a European billionaire. And that just blows me away because he also founded the Council on the Future of Europe. And so to have a proposition in California, Proposition 31, to be backed by someone who is trying to regionalize the money in California that has obviously failed in Europe, it doesn't make sense to me. So I would like for somebody to call in about Prop 31 if you know about it.
Doesn't sound like anyone knows about it, Ruth. But I think part of the problem
is... It's going to be on the ballot.
Part of the problem is that you have all sorts of outside money influencing different things, which is good and bad. And I'm not going to get in... I think that if you're not United States, I don't understand how we allow them to be part...
Our political process.
Yeah, that's always bothered me. But then again... If you look at the major sources of and the major voices in the Democratic Party, you've got people like George Soros, not born here. He wants to bring his European ideals here. Another loud, blaring mouth is Huffington. Another foreigner comes to America, wants to bring her European ideals here. And what the intent of that article was and the end result was, basically, we have a choice. We can continue to go down a path where everybody that just takes and takes and takes, which there's only options are to print more money or to basically say that your elected officials have failed and put in a puppet type regime that all they do is just make cuts because they're not elected. They're appointed, kind of like what we're seeing in Michigan, where you have all of those city controllers being appointed by the governor, and they go into these cities and they just make massive slashes because they're not there for the long haul. They're not worried about getting another election, but that's the only way they can have people have the wherewithal, and not the, to have the impetus to go ahead and move forward and make these tough decisions without having to worry about being elected. And I think that more and more I'm of the opinion that the American people are going to make the decision to go away from the socialist ideas. I think the givers are the takers have annoyed and offended enough of the providers that the providers are going to step forward. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I think you're seeing it now. I just feel that California is collapsing. And you look at the Republican National Convention, where you had cities Wisconsin being one of them, where they've actually, in New Jersey, created, they've taken their states, and they've turned them around with hard decisions, and that's what it's going to take. I don't see that happening with Governor Brown, but
they started to turn them around. And of course, now they won't. None of the Democrats will ever say, allow North Dakota to become an example, and they always will come up with as many excuses as possible. But in North Dakota, you're seeing the effects of what happens when you allow the energy that we have here in the United States to take off.
Right.
You know, on that thought, and we're about ready for another break. But did you know that in the 1920s? The state of California produced about 25% of the world's oil.
No, I didn't know.
I bet you did not. I bet you most people did not know that. And there was a huge number of wells. You can still drive through L.A. and you'll still see oil wells that are still some working. But California has all these natural resources that now we're limited to because of the tree huggers and the environmentalists. No restrictions. How about good old Arnold, who I'm disappointed to see back in the movie, and I hope no good conservatives go to see it because he was such a bust for us here. But there was a plan for an oil rig off the coast of California that was going to generate $100 million of tax revenue for the state of California annually.
Santa Barbara, a lot of actors live there.
Well, and the other thing is you have harbors down there that the oil is so – there's so much oil that it's seeping just naturally out of the oil floor that some of the marinas – are contaminated because of the amount of oil that just comes naturally out of the floor of the ocean.
Yes.
So we obviously have all this oil, but we can't touch it, even though we're desperately broke. So here we are with an opportunity, and what did Schwarzenegger do as soon as the whole thing in the Gulf happened? By the way, a couple of years later, doesn't seem to be too many bad things happening from that. And now with that hurricane stirring up all that water, it mixes it all up. It's even more diluted. But the idea is that here California has this wonderful source of opportunity for money to kind of like another state called North Dakota, yet here in California we can't use it. We just continue to say, okay, we're going to raise your taxes. At what point do people say, uncle, on the raising taxes, we're out of here? And you've already seen a mass exodus. Anyhow, we need to take a break, and we will continue right after this. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are having a sale on barbecue bottles with propane, so come on by and fill them up. With everybody going to the lakes, stop by for race fuel and ethanol-free 93 for all the boats and motorcycles. We're starting to deliver kerosene into the mountains, so call in now and get on the schedule before winter gets here and the price goes up. We have bulk oil, and our containers are yours. Everything from bar oil for chainsaws to shake oil for fences, hydraulic, AWF, and motor oils, and lots of synthetics. So come on in and let us show you how we can save you some money. Northern Lights Energy, for home, farm, and ranch deliveries. We're in Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat, cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Redding Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis 356-2590. Man, made better.
Join North Valley Stand Down for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Stand Down Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We're filling in here for Carl and Linda Bott, and happy to do so.
I hope they're having a great time in Colorado. I'm sure they are.
Yeah, speaking of a target-rich environment, boy, this weekend, opening weekend of dove season. By the way, you dove hunters, enjoy it while it lasts, because now that good old Wayne Pistell and that dirty Humane Society has tried successfully to get bear hunting with hounds banned. You know, the next thing, they've come after it before, which they'd come after the bear hunting before. Now they're going to come after your dove hunting. I guarantee it. So enjoy your dove hunting. It's always interesting. You always know when it's September 1st, and I always forget about it. And all of a sudden, I'll start hearing that boom, 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 boom all over creation. And I'll remember, oh, yep, it's dove season in Northern California.
In Shasta Lake, hearing the gunfire on your houseboat is a little unsettling.
That's a little weird, too. I don't know why they'd be out there. It's all the bottoms, usually down in those river bottoms and creek bottoms, Cow Creek, and that's where you drive by and there's all the guys sitting by the trees and they're orange. So, and fun. My son loves it, too. He got out and did a little dove hunting. I'm not sure. I think he did some more shooting, not really necessarily any hitting, but he had fun. So, we have a short segment here, Ruth, but the idea, and one other thing, too, good old Joe Biden, as Clint called him, the intellect of the Democratic Party, which I actually loved, Clint. Came out this weekend. Are we better off? Heck yeah, I got two things to say.
Osama.
Can't say Obama, Ruth. I don't want Secret Service here. Osama bin Laden's dead and GM is alive. Well, what they're leaving out there, feel free to call in and comment on this too, but I'll never buy a GM car again, I'm sad to say.
My husband absolutely will not either.
Because you know what? The untold story is there is the stockholders got absolutely, are we allowed to say screwed?
Yeah,
absolutely buried in that thing. They got nothing. So stockholders, you're out of luck. Oh, guess what? That's the supposed 1%. So you're out of luck. Bondholders, hey, if you don't take this deal, and if you remember, it was the bondholders who were saying, no, we're not taking this deal. We're not taking this deal. And Obama came and said to him, listen, you're taking this deal or you'll get less than nothing and we'll bury you on other issues. So they had to take the deal. So end result is unions made whole. That's what happened. So that's what you talk about GM surviving. We survived to make it a union-owned company where all of the union pensions that had been run so poorly, then they're made whole by the auto companies. The non-union workers, their pensions, gone.
Well, not
zero
only
left.
That, but the partnership with China. I mean, it's no longer an American company.
Well, and how about the other fact that they keep neglecting to mention? They bailed out Chrysler, too. So now we're continuing down the path of bailing out those good old foreign companies because Chrysler at the time was German, and now I believe they're Italian. I don't believe Fiat owns them now. So how come we're not talking about the fact that you bailed out an Italian company with U.S. dollars? How about we're not talking about the fact that that investment, from an investment standpoint, was atrocious? Even as it stands now, we're billions and billions of dollars upside down, and the stock has to rally another $30 or $40 for the United States to be able to make their money back. It was a horrible investment. And then another thing I think that Jay should bring up every time that someone like Biden brings it up is, how about the idea that the SEAL's written this book now, and he came out and he said, listen, not one member of the team was happy that we were going to be helping Obama get reelected by killing bin Laden, but we did our job. Why don't they bring that up? Because if the elite of the elite are not in supportive of this president and they're disheartened by this president, how do you think the rank and file that don't have that same discipline feel?
I totally agree, Kurt. And the other part of that is that I think that if they do talk about it, they are absolutely going to just disenfranchise Americans, because I think that the Navy SEALs, they're respected.
That's right.
I think everybody cheered.
Yeah, and so what does Obama do, remember? You know, what does he do anytime he doesn't agree? he sues him.
Right.
So he sends out a letter. Hey, I'm going to sue you. You know, you might have to give us all your royalties from this. We're going to pursue this. You should have never done that. It's because he's raining on their parade. He's stepping on their movies. And
well, I think
things.
If Romney would come out and say, you touch that guy, you go anywhere near that guy, and I can tell you, when I'm elected, I will totally
that would be wonderful.
Wave it off.
Yeah, say, I'll pardon this guy.
I'll pardon
as
you. I'll forgive all the monies owed. You name it.
Yeah, and that's why I think, and Bill Kristol, who I just, you know, the one thing you never see is you never see the Democrats savage themselves.
Right.
They never speak ill of each other. It doesn't matter if the guy has done, look at Anthony Weiner. What a Weiner. You know, to go down that road, again, they tread so lightly on him. They barely came after him. He resigned and that was the end of it. Yet, Romney doesn't mention the soldiers. Which, you know, the Republican Party, there's no doubt where they stand on the military.
There's no doubt, but they should have.
But so what do? We jump right in there with the Democrats. And Bill Kristol writes an article about how it's not unacceptable, it was a mistake. The Democrats don't do that. And I don't understand why the Republicans do. And I realize they're trying to say that it's because we have to have intellectual honesty. But the fact of the matter is, it's stupid. It's bad politics. And I don't understand it coming out of somebody so genius. The other thing that's a pet peeve in our last 20 seconds is a neocon is – everybody refers to people as neocons. They need to learn what that word means because neocon does not mean what they think it means. We need to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, Shasta Redding. And we'll be back right after Fox News.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans had their week. Now it's the Democrats' time.
We have made a lot of progress. We have a great president.
And their convention starts later today. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum is live in Charlotte.
The Democrats will play for the Latino vote. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa will chair this convention, and San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro delivers the keynote speech. We'll also hear from Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who backed away from his comment that the economy is worse than 4 years ago. Here in Charlotte, this man says President Obama has done a good job.
He is trying. I think he's doing pretty well with what he had to work with, and it's getting better.
Democrats will try to convince voters that things will get even better with 4 more years of Barack Obama. Dave?
Now, Hank, with a debt clock expected to hit $16 trillion today, Republicans will keep making the case we are worse off. GOP VP nominee Paul Ryan will campaign in Ohio and Iowa. The Taliban goes on the attack in Afghanistan, bombing a village elder's funeral, killing at least 25 people. This is a familiar sound in Syria, a warplane with another airstrike, deadly fighting that more Syrians keep fleeing. Fox News Radio Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, 100,000 people left Syria in August alone as refugees, according to the UN. That's the highest monthly total since the Syrian uprising began 17 months ago. The Red Cross wants to do more to help. The charity's president has met with the Syrian president, Bashar Assad, today. The Red Cross calling those talks positive, with Assad promising to allow the charity to expand its aid operations in the country, Dave.
Simon, we were buying more American cars and trucks last month. Chrysler's sales up 14% over last year. Ford's increased 13%, both reporting strong demand for pickups, and we'll hear from GM later. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 103 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
A third-party candidate has won his fight to be on the ballot in Virginia, the State Board of Elections dismissing Republican attempts to disqualify Virgil Good over signature questions. Good is a former congressman and the Constitution Party's candidate. The GOP is concerned that he could take conservative votes away from Mitt Romney in a key swing state. It's another day for people pulling out ruined carpet and getting rid of waterlogged furniture, cleaning up from Isaac in areas that flooded in Louisiana.
More than 100,000 power customers in Greater New Orleans are still in the dark, but plenty of people don't have much of a home left at all.
Really don't know what to expect. I understand we had 3 feet of water downstairs. I understand there's, you know, a lot of damage, but we're just trying to get in and see what we have to do to try and repair.
He lives in Plaquemines Parish, south of the city, but the problems are found as far away as Helena, Mississippi.
When they opened the floodgates, I got another 2 feet in my house. It's all completely gone. I'm not going to be able to save much of anything. It's toast.
Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Now, another tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic. Michael, but like Leslie, not expected to pose a threat to land. That wildfire charring the Angeles National Forest in Southern California could burn for a week, firefighters citing the rugged terrain and thick brush. This could help all you dieters. It may not be what you eat as much as where.
Trying to eat less? Researchers say the ambiance of where you're eating can make all the difference. A team at Cornell University transformed part of a fast food restaurant with mild music and dim lighting. Customers in that section consumed 18% fewer calories than people in the area with bright fluorescent lights and louder music. Study authors say setting the same mood while eating at home can have the same effect. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig have come out in favor of New York City's crackdown on the size of sugary drinks. Critics say the government's going too far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel here on the second hour of Free Fire Radio.
Last hour.
We are filling in for Carl and Linda Bott today. Fortunately for you listeners that aren't enjoying it, you won't have to listen to us again until at least Saturday, because we only do it one time. It's so early,
too.
I wish
I was as bubbly as Linda is in the morning.
Know.
She's just got all this energy and so bubbly. And
it is so early
so
to
cute.
Be that bubbly.
Yeah.
So the Democratic Convention has now started. So the 16 Democrats that live in Shasta County are excited. They'll be watching the news like crazy. There'll be a shortage of people in line to buy their hippie products this week over down there at the Orchard Supply. And what's
the hemp store?
The patchouli oil. There'll be a glut of that because there's fewer people watching. Can you imagine being at that Democratic convention? Being there watching these people drink the Kool-Aid with the tears in their eyes. I'm not going to have to pay for my gas anymore.
Well,
no
they're
more.
Bussing people in because they want to make sure the stadium is full. So they actually are bussing people down.
I have a good friend, a high school and college buddy that ended up living in North Carolina, worked for a bank. Now he's got his own startup company he's part of. But he said this thing is not desired. The people in North Carolina, especially in Charlotte, once you get out of the downtown areas, they do not want this, especially because it's creating a huge mess for all of the Charlotte people for their jobs. Most of them are having to work from home because of the restrictions and the security measures they've put in place.
Oh, yeah, and you have to show an ID to get in the Democratic National Convention. You don't have to have one
right.
to vote.
No, don't have to have it to vote, but you can't possibly get anywhere near that convention. I would love to see those protesters strike it up. I know the Occupy people are back this week.
Well, the Romney bus was circling the DNC convention, which I thought was kind of funny because they were on the megaphone and you know, talking whatever
well,
they were saying.
After seeing and reading about old Chris Matthews having some major issues with the New York delegation, leave it to those New Yorkers to be a little rough around the edges, but after seeing and reading that and see how they basically called him out and asked him if he got another shiver up his leg, which that poor guy's never going to live down. I think he realizes that.
I mean, that was a little strange, don't you think? My husband doesn't even get those tingly feelings for me.
No. You know? Say no, Ruth. That can't be true. Anyhow,
Can I just break in here real quick so we can do the, because we really need to take a sidebar here. We're going to go ahead and check out what's happening in the financial world with Wells Fargo financial advisor Susan Eastman, and she's going to give us a little relief here and let us know what's happening with the market minute. Susan, help me.
Good morning. Not much relief here. The investors remain cautious this morning as on this first trading day of September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 99 points at 12,992. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1398. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 23 points at 3044. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up a penny, trading at $8 even. Nokia up a nickel at $2.87. Ford positive 4 cents at $9.39. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares down a quarter, trading at $15.13. North Valley Bank off 29 cents at 13.5. Bank of Commerce trading positive a penny at $4.25. Treasury snapped a 2-day rally. The 10-year note is down 6/32 to yield 1.57%. And over to commodities, gold is up $7.80 an ounce at $16.95.40. Silver's positive 71 cents at $32.15. Crude oil trading down $1.19 at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Susan. Every day that I hear that silver's back up, I think to myself, we are definitely going to have inflation, no doubt. And gold, $7?
Well, the only way we don't have inflation is if we somehow, fall back into a deep recession. Obama wins. Yeah, I'll bet you would see some unpleasant things. I can't really figure out, and I've said this for the last 2 years, the run-up in the equities, other than the quantitative easing, too, which pumped so many dollars into the economy that then propped up the stock market. I, for the life of me, can't figure out why someone would want to invest in equities. Now, I liked Bank of America at $5. That made sense. And now it's at $8. That's been a pretty good run. I don't know. I just don't get it. And people watch, so we're down 100 points today. We just basically had a 1,000-point run-up for no reason. And I'm very skeptical. Yeah, I've been saying, of course, I've been wrong because it's gone straight to the moon since the guy got elected, but did similar things under Clinton, quite frankly. But I just, for me,
so
for my feeble little brain,
what's the thing that's happening because of the DNC that would do that? That would raise that.
Well, I don't think it's got anything to do with the DNC today. It just happens to be a coincidence that the convention starts, the market's down. It's had such a run-up for really not a lot of reason. So we do need to take another break. So we're going to do it right now. We'll be back after this.
Wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Wow, it makes me want to get up and run. Woo! Yay!
Bump music for your pleasure. Real quick here, I do need to tell our listeners, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends who always bring us the weather. I was about to read the wrong thing here. Anselmo Vineyards, they're telling us that it's going to be plentiful sunshine today, hot and a high around 100 degrees. Winds light and variable, mainly clear tonight, a low of 63. And then tomorrow, closing in on the century mark again. And right now in Reading, we're looking at 64 degrees. Once again, the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
I also want to mention the North Valley Stand Down. They're having their first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th. They're looking for hole sponsors, major sponsors, and there are player fees. So support the North Valley Stand Down. And if you want to play, you can give... There's some sign-up forms here at KCNR, or you can contact the folks there that are putting this on. I know that Frank Rose with the Sons of Italy was handing out these at our breakfast, so support that.
All good things. You know, we want to make sure we support our local charities, keep that money local. So, well, the Democratic Party convention has started. We're going to get to hear the shrieking of Nancy Wasserman Schultz. And
it's National Suicide Prevention Week.
We did.
Maybe
we
that
a
was
press
good
release
timing.
On that. I think it probably is. Although, you know, the difference is I don't think Republicans will be suicidal. I think they're motivated. I think you're going to see people get more motivated as we continue to hear more and more things out of there. I just think I've got a good feeling for the first time in some time as far as our prospects for November. Would you agree?
I would agree. I think there's, like we talked about, I think that getting people focused on dreaming again and really looking at hard work and just having that focus and having the tools and resources. And like I said on our show, I really feel like some of these financial people would be doing a great service to put some of these seminars, free seminars, for getting folks to actually have the tools and resources on how to do it, just how to go about it, because people are just scrambling right now. So.
Yeah, and they're doing what they can. So here's a question, Ruth. We've seen now for the last couple weeks and months some very extensive fire in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
And Sierra Pacific, I cannot insure that timber, but it's going to actually be quite a going to give them quite a boom because they're going to have to go and cut it all. To
well,
salvage it.
They talked about great losses, if I read that correctly.
And they're able to recover most of it, but not all of it. So they're going to lose some money on that. And then also they can't flood the market because if they put all that timber on the market at the same time, it will drive the prices down. They're that big, which is neat. It's one of the best industries, one of the only real big industries here in Shasta County.
They proposed the 1% tax on lumber.
Yeah, of course they did. Anything they can to get a few more shekels out of everybody. So... Now, it begs the question, and I wanted to wait on this topic until the scab was sufficiently healed, but the cost, just the absolute cost, there's a couple questions I have on it, of fighting these fires is astronomical. The fire that they were going to let burn up in Lassen Park, that luckily I don't believe has burned any structures, but that one that they were going to let it burn and then it jumped something and it became the great
is
big one.
Is that the Reading fire?
Yes, Reading Fire was what they call a managed wildfire. The policy of the Park Service is that if there's no immediate threat to life and property and it's a lightning start, to let the fire work naturally. And basically just keep an eye on it and let it do the natural process of clearing out the undergrowth, which is how the forest was designed to work. In this case, conditions changed. They were not able to stay on top of it. It jumped Highway 44 and off, and it was off and running. So, there are questions within the various federal agencies who made that call, and I imagine somebody's on the carpet answering a lot of questions.
Right.
So now the last I read on it, Bob, there was over the original cost, and this was several 2-3 weeks ago, was already up to $14 million mm-hmm. spent to fight that fire. So it begs the question, and it's a hard question, I realize, but how can we, as a state that's basically broke, afford to pay for that?
They'll sell bonds and.
Well, a lot of the that was a multi. That fire basically was under federal jurisdiction. Part of it was on BLM land. It was not a Cal Fire incident. Now, Ponderosa was fundamentally a Cal Fire incident, but there are agreements between the various agencies because fire doesn't look at the lines on a map when it decides where it's going to burn.
Right.
And if you look at land agency dominion on a map, it looks like a checkerboard. One, you've got this weird mismatch of land management agencies in California. I imagine a lot of that funding comes from the federal government. The state will be picking up a portion of that tab, but a lot of it comes from federal agencies.
When they declare it a disaster area,
that opens it up for federal.
So then, but that kind of leads me, I'm tippy-toeing around it because it is the difficult subject.
Tippy-toeing.
But why not just let them burn?
Well, people whose houses happen to be in the way of that fire, and we talk about our rural lifestyle, there's a mandate to protect those houses. I would certainly hope that Cal Fire shows up at my house over there.
Agreed.
On the west side.
And I think everybody is going to feel that exact same way. I happen to have had started a fire.
Larry's Cow is a good example that ultimately it could get to the big cities.
We live in what's called a wildland-urban interface here in Redding.
No, and I get that. And I understand it would be a shame if my house burned, but my house has insured, and it would be rebuilt, and the cost would be substantially less than $13 million. And so now I look at the Ponderosa fire. There's 50 houses that have burned. And to those 50 people, I'm saying, hey, my deepest condolences. First and foremost, thank goodness you're healthy. No one was hurt, so that's the most important thing. But at what cost do we continue to, especially when we're broke, if we have no money for these kinds of things? I know it's a hard question. It's certainly not a popular one, but that's kind of my, you know, at what point do we say, okay, we just spent, you know, because I'm guessing the Ponderosa fire, we spent a lot more than $20 million. There was trucks up here. I saw trucks from the Monterey Presidio. Those firemen came from all over to fight the thing. And again, thank you to the firemen, and I don't wish ill on anybody. But
I would also say that the devastation it's hard to put a price tag. You remember the Fountain Fire,
mm-hmm.
And just my heart broke. I was in San Diego when the Fountain Fire broke out, and I remember what it used to look like as you went over Hatchet Mountain, as mm-hmm. you dropped over into Bernie, and my heart broke when I came around the corner there at Montgomery Creek and saw the absolute moonscape devastation down to mineral soil that was left behind. And that's a resource that, I would make a choice to do what we can to keep as much of that intact as possible and not let it be destroyed, because our forest management practices over the decades have let this fuel build up. Why the hell aren't they letting us go in and clear out the underbrush?
Right, exactly.
But now you can't have your cake and eat it too. And so, two things though. How long ago was that Fountain Fire, would you say?
Fountain Fire was, 90, I want to say.
Okay, so about 20.
About 92, maybe. Yeah.
Now,
my wife would know better.
When you drive over there, what are your thoughts now as you drive in Hatchet?
Right now, the trees are as somebody who has a little involvement on the periphery with that stuff, they need to thin it out a little bit because the trees are packed too close together.
They're coming back.
Yeah, so, they are coming back, but it's
so
a long time.
It did take a long time.
If they put a lot of these conservation cores out there and actually thin this stuff, they would be working full time, so they would create jobs, and you wouldn't have people putting their life on the line to fight these fires, and you say just let it go. Well, then it becomes a matter of deciding, okay, in San Diego or Los Angeles where they have these big fires, deciding whether or not, you know, do we let these $1 million homes burn? Do we let the $600,000 or $700,000 homes burn? And that would take out total communities.
True, but then you'd have a whole bunch of people building back their million-dollar homes. We need to take a break. It's a tough question. Feel free to call 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Slot tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199. $25 buy-in. Win cash or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament. Over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Shasta County Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Brazil on Saturday, September 8th at the Holiday Inn in Redding. Taste of Brazil is a unique evening featuring Brazilian cuisine, beverages, entertainment, and live and silent auctions. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Redding, Anderson, and Burney. The public is invited to come enjoy this fabulous event. To reserve your seat or table now, call 246-0146 or go to www.shastalibraryfoundation.org for more information.
Fall is around the corner at Dandelion Boutique. Come on in and check out the new fall colors. Rich burgundy, rust, and wine. Your favorite fall colors. Those autumn favorites. There are always new arrivals in the store. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Color Me Cotton, Cut Loose, True Grit, just to name a few. Need new jeans? Believe me, there's nothing better than the Jag Pull-On Jeans. Boot cut, straight leg, the jean that fits every body. And now Dandelion has extended their hours, open to 6 p.m., so you can go shopping after work. And don't forget, there still is time to catch the 50% off summertime apparel clearance. Dandelion on Market Street in the Sherman Square. Open daily till 6 p.m. Dandelion, where fashion is always friendly.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to push the century mark today. Well, you want to make sure your air conditioning system is working just fine. Old-fashioned values, because quality does not have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air services and repairs all makes and models. They've been doing it since 1992. They're available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, homecomfort.org, or give them a call, 221-2642. Now back to Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We're filling in for Carl and Linda here on KCNR 1460 AM, where we do our radio show every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, where we talk about real estate and things that affect you here with your real estate. Sometimes it delves into politics. So we're thankful for the opportunity to come in here. It's always fun to come in here and fill in for Carl and Linda.
Hopefully. And we were just talking about clearing properties and fires and that sort of thing while we were on break. And that is one thing that we can honestly say we do. When the timing is right, we tell people, go out and clear your property. Make sure you have at least a 100-foot barrier between your home and the brush to, because really it is all about the fire. The Cal Fire has come out and inspected my property, and they're not going to save your home if it's not cleared.
If they have a choice, they're going to go to the one that's actually savable. And you see some of the pictures. They showed one last night of a gal up in Shingletown. That fire burned about 15 feet from her house all the way around.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. So she didn't have a huge setback, but the firefighters saved it. So, you know, again, kudos to the firefighters, and we're grateful that no one got hurt. So, hey, Ruth, one other thing. Did you hear that the Price is Right is auditioning their first male model? Yeah, disappointing. Another disappointment.
It's not a show that I watch.
What?
Kurt.
You don't watch The Price
no,
is Right?
I don't.
Come on now! Come on down. That's right. That was one of my everyday.
I don't have time to watch that. I listen to radio.
It takes me back to happy days in college. We would cut class and go watch The Price is Right. I didn't really say that, Mom, if you're listening, but while you were paying for that wonderful
education. You were in love with Carol, weren't you?
I liked all of the models, and a couple of those girls were there with Bob Barker forever. I think it's a horrible thing to have male models. Who could possibly think that's a good idea?
Well, I think.
You had your first male steward on an airplane yet?
I'm fine with that, too. Those guys are always so special.
Do not
nice
get him
say.
Started on the airline steward.
Well, can I bring you a pillow, mister? Would you like a pillow? How about a little fluffy thing? Are you warm enough? Blanket? Can I help you?
Hey, there? You know, Voyager 1 is actually leaving the solar system. I read that this morning. When
yes,
I was
how amazing
paper.
Isn't that?
Isn't that something?
And it still sends out a signal once in a while. And, you know, this stuff that was built by American technology, like the Spirit and Opportunity rovers that lasted far beyond their expected lifespans. Where's that? Although the new one that just landed, just absolutely amazing. Yes,
yeah.
The new Mars rover. What an amazing achievement that is to put something on a celestial body that far away with that degree of precision, and you can't control it in real time. It had to make all the decisions by itself and put it down. What a amazing moment for American ingenuity. And, of course, the rest of the world goes, yeah, so what?
You know, there's a sense of excitement, actually, about it. When I read this story this morning, I was thinking about the Mars rover and what it's doing there and what that's going to mean to us if it finds water. But the other side of that is the Voyager. 1977 is when those 1 and 2 were launched. And to realize that it's now going outside of our solar system, that just blows me away.
So what happens when it goes outside our solar system, though?
Well, eventually the USS Enterprise will find it and bring it back.
Captain James C. Kirk will.
But I do wonder are we still getting messages from it, right?
It sends out a, you know, kind of a, hey, I'm still here message every once in a while and some telemetry. Well, we got to take our bottom of the hour break for Fox News. And when we come back, the final half hour of our special edition with our guest host on Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Democrats say President Obama and Vice President Biden will bring fundamental themes to their speeches at the party convention.
A relentless focus on middle class, high quality jobs, on expanding access to health care, on making our financial system more fair and transparent.
Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. The convention starts today in Charlotte, North Carolina. Michelle Obama will be the evening's headline speaker. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney is in New England.
Romney is preparing to engage in 3 days of intensive debate preparation. Acting as a stand-in for President Obama in these mock debates is Ohio Senator Rob Portman, who filled the same role 4 years ago for Senator John McCain.
Fox's Doug McElway in Woodstock, Vermont. In Syria, a human rights group says the ongoing violence got worse last month with about 5,000 deaths. That's about 3 times the average. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350. 3350.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Join North Valley Stand Down for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Stand Down Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Yeah, I got to get down there this week, kind of get a little bit of trim done. But the folks down there, you're going to find guys' magazines. You're going to find heads on the wall. You're going to find some great folks and an excellent haircut down there at Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and happy to be here. By the way, Ruth, it reminds me that the Cypress Square Barbershop, first time I went to a real Chicago barbershop.
Last stronghold.
Yeah, I was just out of college, making no money, working in the currencies at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and they told me I need to go get my hair cut across next door in the... I don't remember.
So I'm not the only one that tells you to get your hair cut.
Yeah, and that's before I went to the one haircut every year and a half. But anyhow, I walked in there. They had Playboys in the barbershop.
Really?
Yes, and I was, you know, coming. I was so completely sheltered, in my opinion, which isn't a bad thing. But I was like, holy cow! I'm not quite sure what to think about all this. And but good. That was, you know, those are the good old days. Did they shave, Bob, at the Cypress? Do they still do shaves with the straight razor?
Oh yes, they will shave behind your ears. And I tell you what, there's no more trusting experience than to let a guy with a 4-inch long straight razor work on your neck.
That's right. Man, a good shave. That is.
You better have some trust going on there.
Heck yeah, and you always check their hygiene practices. Although that place is obviously fine.
So. Oh, they are. Fabulous. I will not trust my follicles and the products thereof to anyone else.
There you go. So, go ahead, Ruth.
So, AB 2189 is sitting on the governor's desk. It's the undocumented immigrants will now be eligible for California driver's license, meeting Barack Obama's requirement for deferred actions or childhood arrivals program.
So, and our illegal aliens in California will now all have valid photo IDs.
400,000 of them.
I guess that eliminates the concerns for not being able to get a driver's license to vote. So, the next step would be, I guess, the illegal immigrants will be voting here.
Well, it's kind of interesting. So if you get arrested for drunk driving and you get your license taken away because it's a privilege to drive, we're now allowing 400,000 illegal immigrants the privilege to drive in California.
Well, from a pragmatic standpoint, don't you think they're driving already?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that we're going to have IDs, and those IDs are... Or, I mean, we can do e-verify and that sort of thing, but I just have a problem with allowing people who don't speak English on the roads where we have signs that are all in English up and down the state highway.
Good point.
How do you report an emergency? There's a lot of factors.
And if they don't have insurance and there's an accident, who is liable? Because
the state will pick up those costs, and then the cost to fly them everywhere. But I just feel like it is another attempt to make us global. I mean,
well, I think it's the reason they're doing it, in my opinion, is simple. They want to go ahead and ensure their power, and they think that by bringing more illegals into the fold, eventually they'll have more children here, which will be citizens. That'll be more Democratic voters in their mind. And I think the great counterbalance would be is a guy by the name of Marco Rubio, personally.
I thought that was a great speech.
I did, too.
So. We're going to take a quick phone call here. Jay, our yellow cab philosopher, cab driver. And, Jay, what's your input on the topic here?
I love the smell of voter fraud in the morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, that was my thought. It's obviously a voter fraud angle. That's all it's about. It's all just a ploy. Welcome to California.
Do you relish the
Have
thought
a wonderful
of
day, guys?
Hey Jay, do you relish the thought of sharing the highway with people who their only qualification to jump behind the wheel is that they weren't born here?
You know what? Have you been noticing traffic lately? Anyway, I think I already am.
All right, thanks a lot, Jay.
Yeah, and
have a great day.
Thanks for the call. It begs another question. So now all of the tests, which they probably already are, and I just don't know it, but are all the tests now being offered in Spanish as well?
And 14 other languages, if I'm correct.
So the cost
and
of
those
that.
All have to be printed, and, right. and yeah.
Oh, the other side to that is that are they going to be required to have the education behind the wheel, or will they be able to just claim that, look, I've been driving for 20 years and...
Oh, no, they're going to have to take the test because the test will ensure more union jobs at the state-employed DMV.
You know, when I was a kid, you had to go take that course, kid course.
Still do.
And you still do. So that's
actually, that's the one person that they're absolutely, the restrictions on a young driver are more onerous here than any place else I've ever been. My poor kid. You have to get your permit. You can get that at 15 and a half. You have to have 6 months with your permit before you can get your driver's license. Then you get your driver's license. You can't have anybody in the car, but I believe family for like the first year. So in North Dakota, South Dakota, the kids can drive when they're 15, and they're, most of them get a farm permit when they're 14. But in California, no. And very difficult on the little guys to get their license, which is probably good because they're still young and making poor decisions. But and it's a crazy thing. So we'll see. They want to go fast. They always want to go fast and stop very harshly. Anyhow, we do need to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the life, sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Pulse Urgent Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Urgent Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Urgent Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 on The Spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I'm listening to the song. I like it. Good bumper music.
You're very welcome.
That's running music. That's getting out and exercising music. Wow, I like it. I'd like to hear it. And you who would like to go to back to bed, Kurt, 7 o'clock is definitely too early for you.
Well, it's another beautiful day, though, here in Shasta County, so there's lots to be done.
Any smoke out there today?
There is a little bit of smoke, and I guess they're saying that smoke is coming down from the Bagley fire?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. My wife explains this much better because she's got like 30 years of experience in fire weather, but... At night, when it cools off, the smoke settles down, and then after it starts warming up, the smoke lifts and starts mixing, and it actually gets worse about 10 o'clock or so in the morning. That's when it really gets nasty, and then by the end of the day, it's kind of dispersed. So there's that period of time between about 10 and 2 when it's just downright ugly from that smoke. But, yeah, it's going to be rough for several more days with the smoke until we start getting what they call some north flow to push it out of our area.
So what's the impact of people? I mean, you know, we don't smoke. It's a lot of people aren't smoking, but this has got to have some effect on, you know, like a smoker would have. I mean, it's got to be 10 times worse for smokers, but...
I think it's bad on the asthma people and everything, too.
I have asthma.
But isn't Bagley north of us? That's what I'm confused on. I understand how the thermals work, because when you're hunting... You're in the morning, actually,
you also have what's called downslope. As the air at the high altitudes cools, it kind of slides down the hill because now it starts weighing more.
Even with the southern wind?
Yes. Huh. Yes, it'll overcome that. It'll come down through the drainages. If you go through those various drainages, the smoke will literally, like a liquid, because the air, which behaves like a liquid. This is all stuff I've... gotten from my wife, by the way. I don't, and I'm probably getting
you
it all wrong.
If she's listening. That's a novelty.
And I'm probably getting it all wrong, and if she had the radio on, she'd be correcting me any second. But as I understand it, that cool air flows down, you know, it seeks the lower level, and it brings the smoke right along with it.
Hmm. So hopefully that clears out here in the next few weeks. I've got a house that's going to be coming on the market that's got amazing views, and right now all you can see is smoke. So
Heard just Bob this morning, and he was talking about thundershowers, maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Well, we're hoping that they're wet storms, because the last thing we need this late in the season, when everything is just, I mean, you look at this stuff and it bursts into flame, is a dry lightning storm.
Right.
We want a nice wet lightning storm.
Yeah, a little rain would not be the end of the world.
Cross your fingers.
It would be. I had to knock down the dust on all the gravel yesterday because it's just been so dusty for so long. So. Anyhow, as we continue on, you know, we're talking about the mess we're getting to in California. And and now adding to it the illegal voter and the illegal people being able to, illegal immigrants being allowed to get their driver's license, which to me is another step on the path to voting. But I've always been one. All you have to do is walk into any voting place around here and say whatever name that you know is a registered voter, and boom, no other further questions asked, which has always blown my mind that you can vote without having this voter ID. And seems to me that there's no doubt. It's just simply a Republican trying to get this so that it's illegals can't vote and there can't be fraud, and Democrats trying to get every possible vote, whether it's illegal or legal, on the rolls. And I see more and more of that. So,
well, one of the things that I'm just interested in, I've been trying to follow what they're doing, is that the state parks has $54 million that they've found, and they're investigating and looking into how did they keep the secret for 12 years that they had all this money. And basically it's going to come down to, I think they're going to uncover that these vacation buyouts were out of those funds, and that number is actually higher, and they're kind of keeping it quiet right now. But this is a windfall for Jerry Brown, because $54 million, imagine what he's going to be able to do with that, and maybe pay off part of that Train to Nowhere fund. But obviously going in looking at more of these types of accounts, and they assure us that there are no more. But how did they hide $54 million for 12 years? I don't get it. While they're closing parks down because they're saying they don't have the funds to do it. And then Castle Craigs was going to be open with a private firm because of the cost-cutting measures. But now they're going to put state parks people in Castle Craigs. Because obviously we have enough money to fund a castle.
Which is good. I mean, but, you know, again, I bring it back to the same thing. The reason that they don't want it to be privatized is because once it's privatized, it's never going back.
But they have a concessions that's cheaper. Why not move forward with that
and let it be cheaper. It doesn't matter.
Put the money elsewhere and keep another park open.
Why did we have to pass a law that would allow people to volunteer to build kids a playground? Just because there's a law in the books that says if you're not, the governing wage and all the different things, basically, if you're not in a union, you can't work on it. That's the exact same reason they're not going to let that be privatized, because once it's privatized, it's not going to go back into a union job, and it's all about, you know, patting the backs and taking care of those who have gotten you elected to office. It's not actually about being a leader, and that's the problem in Sacramento. We don't have anybody that's really a leader.
Exactly.
Although, I will say this, some of these liberal Democrats are doing exactly what their constituents want. And you get into those areas, San Francisco, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she's just, you know, she's loopy. But yet she does exactly what those people that elect her wanted to do.
Do you think this will ever be a right-to-work state?
Never. Well, you know, the only way it gets to that point is it would be that if we go similar to Michigan, where the problems become so deep and so dire, which we'll get there, that the basically there's no choice. We'll finally get at least a Republican governor, and then he will start appointing these kind of fixers, which they've done in
Michigan. Taking the money away from the unions, political power might have a good effect.
I'm afraid in California that the path is set. The road is already carved into stone. You've got it's so, you know, out of whack that I don't see how you can fix it, quite frankly.
If you have a union member that can elect not to have their monies go into political,
it will affect the money. But the fact of the matter is they've jerry-rigged all of the zones. It's skewed so far towards the Democrats now that we can't get Republicans back in power. Pretty quickly, the Republicans won't have any say. And I don't see how that's going to change. Bankruptcy is the only thing that solves these problems, and bankruptcy will be unpleasant. So it will happen. We'll talk about that here after our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it bulk or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winter's around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle, gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for new floors at the Frontier Senior Center. Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
It's the 8th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Pets Without Partners. Saturday, September 8th with 8 a.m. registration at Wind River Casino. Come ride with us and help support Pets Without Partners. Featuring a 50-50, prizes, raffles, poker run with a low hand of 250 and a high end of 500. For pre-registration form and details, visit ReadingDogPound.com, PetsWithoutPartners.com, or call 515-3007. The 8th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Pets Without Partners, 8 a.m. Saturday, September 8th at Wind River Casino. So why are you sitting there? Get out and ride.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat, cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Reading Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis, 356-2590. Man, made better.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You well, welcome back. This is our last 10 minutes here, Ruth. Or actually less than that.
Every time I hear that song, I think of Carl. It's not a stand-down kind of guy.
No, absolutely not. Anyhow, this is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We've filled in here today for Carl Melinda. Hope we haven't bored you too much. Hopefully there was a little bit of excitement. We talked a little bit. I think that the only way that California fixes its problems is via bankruptcy. However, I do have one more possible outcome we kind of talked about here during the break, and that is legalized gambling.
Governor Brown just okayed.
I'll go ahead and fire two bombs here with no time left for anybody to respond.
In Fresno and Marysville.
Well, they're talking about putting a casino in New York City. They're talking about putting a casino in Chicago, which will, of course, shut down Las Vegas, but will hurt Las Vegas. People will still go there for a destination. But, you know, Chicago's had river boats for 15, 20 years now. There's no problems from them. They generate huge money. The city of Reading can see what a good neighbor Wind River has been. Yes, there are people that are going to have problems, but you know what? At what point do we become everybody's nanny? I don't think it's there. So,
well, yeah, I got to say that for the Democrats, socially, that doesn't actually fit their bill.
No, it doesn't. But I think that would be it's the great equalizer. It generates huge amounts of money. Wind River donates tons of money to the city. And I don't see any downside to it. I think the casinos could be something that absolutely steps in and saves them. Short of that, they're stuck with bankruptcy. I don't see anything else that can.
It's not going to happen. There's too much money. I mean, if they're finding $54 million and just uncovering after 12 years, I mean, I just think there are pockets everywhere.
Well, the other thing is the next green wave. Will California be saved by legalized marijuana?
Raising of the oceans and marijuana.
Well, I'm saying that. You know, you talk about these big corporations that have bought huge swaths of land over on the coast. The California people will most likely vote it in next year. We've seen here in Shasta County, every fall, it's quite the boon to the local economy, although it's going to be less so this year. So is that what is the path now for California?
It's offensive. And that's just a personal opinion. I think it's offensive. I think, you know, we put all these dollars into stopping smoking
billions
for kids and
cigarettes.
We're going to say yes to marijuana. I mean, that just blows me away that, you know, it's such an oxymoron.
It is. I mean, it's quite the dilemma. But then again, how many billions do they waste at fighting it? So I don't know. At what point, I guess the question then becomes, Ruth, what is going to save California?
My mother.
Okay. Let's hope. Let's get her out there. You call your mother a good Italian. Is she your Nona? Or is that your...
She's my mother.
What do they call their grandmothers in Italian?
I don't know.
Nonas, I think. I saw that on a cooking show in an Italian restaurant. The Nonas come in and cook. So that is the $64 million question. California, one of these, this beautiful place that we all want to be in, that the land of milk and honey, the place that people came to get out of the last Great Depression, where people are now flocking out of the state. They're leaving in droves, especially business people. And we have more and more people that are the takers and fewer that are the makers. So what does solve it? And I don't know, other than bankruptcy and maybe casinos, but casinos, I don't think by themselves, that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. What is the answer to save this beautiful place? You have no Republican power. The Shasta County is this little tiny Republican bastion in the state that's otherwise insane. So what is the answer? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I just get a little overwhelmed by the thought of all of the decision-making that's coming. It basically leaves us in a no place. We have no say. We have absolutely no say in this area about how our future lives are affected. I mean, I just listen and I look at the California news daily to see what they're doing and what's being proposed and fitted bed sheets, you know, to be a priority for a guy whose mother was a maid just blows me away. And, you know, as California moves forward with Obama's agenda, I think that we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
So, yeah, the good news is it is a beautiful place to live.
But I still have a smile on my face.
Yeah, and we can enjoy it.
I love this area.
And taking it into account, you take the good with the bad, and things are never quite as bad as they seem, in my opinion. And I think a lot of times our parents thought that it couldn't get much worse, and yet it steadily does change, and change is always difficult. So it'll be an interesting few years, interesting next decade, because I think it all has to come to the head in the next decade. Maybe in the next.
Love this area and want to protect it.
Maybe in the next 4 years it has to come to a head. So I would encourage everybody out there to come down to our last minute that the most important thing that is going to happen between now and the election is people to vote. And this one thing that Linda was talking about the other day at the breakfast, and that was you need to encourage everybody you bump into to vote, to get out there and vote. If they're unhappy or even if they're happy, they need to vote. It's one of our rights that people fight for that, you know, we're trying to – people without IDs are even fighting for it. So make sure you have people vote. Any last thoughts, Ruth?
Nope, just love this city.
Yeah, well, thanks to Carl and Linda for letting us fill in here.
Thank
it's been
you.
Fun. Hopefully we weren't boring. Feel free to listen to us on Saturdays from 9 to 10. And, Bob, thanks for your help today. We always appreciate
You're
it.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so you guys have a great week. If you have questions on real estate, feel free to swing by my office at Sheldon Largent Realty at the corner of Airport and Rancho Road.
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The excitement building in Charlotte for Democrats preparing to kick off what will culminate with President Obama's nomination for a second term. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum is live at the convention.
The question Democrats hope to answer at this convention, is America under President Obama better off than 4 years ago? Democratic delegate Brian Benjamin says yes, but the problems of 4 years ago were tougher than expected.
In 2008, we all said, oh my God, he's going to change the world immediately. And now we're starting to get educated on the process, and it's difficult.
But Republican spokesman Sean Spicer says the answer is clearly no.
He took his eye off the ball, focused on Obamacare, a failed stimulus. We're not better off.
First Lady Michelle Obama, the highlight speaker during primetime tonight, Lisa.
Hank, President Obama just arriving in Virginia. Vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan just arriving in Ohio. Both scheduled to speak next hour. Pedal to the metal for U.S. automakers in August. GM sales.